B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A UK woman is engaged to a convicted killer and loves him so much, she doesn't mind the fact that he just may kill her one day.
Aww.
It's so sweet.
It's adorable.
41-year-old.
Totes adorbs.
41-year-old Tracy Bottomley is engaged to 52-year-old Ernest Otto, who is a convicted double murderer. She said...
He's killed two people.
She said in an interview, yes, he is a serial killer. He's committed a few murders, but I understand the risks of what could happen, and I still love him. She says, but everybody dies one day. I'm going to die eventually, and I don't mind the fact that it could be at the hands of him.
Honestly, this is a perfect pairing.
Isn't that?
It's a perfect pairing.
Psycho marrying
a psycho.
Yeah, psycho. The two started communicating via a prison pen pal program in 2018. And they fell in love. She said that they relate to each other because of their experiences with trauma and abuse. She said Ernest also spoke about what he'd been through and how he was a victim of child abuse, which led to him using drugs to battle his depression and anxiety.
He's just looking for a woman that he can settle down with and kill.
She said, I've been in an abusive relationship before, and the way he spoke about how his experiences as a child changed him really resonated with me. Bottomley also revealed that Otto described to her in detail the murders he committed.
Well, you're just an injured little sparrow.
Smith was sentenced to life without parole at the Ohio State Penitentiary in 2006 for the murders of a man and a woman, and also spent 32 years in solitary confinement.
There are many guys in prison who have relationships. Yeah. There are women who are attracted to murderers and serial killers. Remember, Manson was getting all sorts of women coming on to him.
First time I've heard of one where she goes, I'll probably be killed by him, and that's okay.
Yeah. Wow, there's a sense of excitement.
This is a terrible story. An Iranian woman detained for dressing as a man to sneak into a soccer stadium to watch a match has died after setting herself on fire upon learning that she could spend 6 months in prison for being at the soccer game.
Unbelievable.
The self-immolation death of 29-year-old Sahar Kodiari has shocked Iranian officials and the public, becoming an immediate hashtag trend across social media in the Islamic Republic. It also comes as FIFA is working with Iranian authorities to overcome a ban on women entering stadiums for men's games, a ban in place since the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. FIFA wants the issue resolved before October 10th when Iran, the top-ranked team in Asia, hosts its first home World Cup qualifier against Cambodia. She died on Monday at a Tehran hospital after suffering burns across 90% of her body. She had been on a respirator since dousing herself with gasoline in front of Tehran's Eshrad courthouse on September 2nd. Yeah.
It's wild to see pictures from the early 70s prior to all this. There was none of this. Sharia law was not in effect. Yep. And basically they said, okay, this freedom is over.
Yep. The religion got its hands on the government.
Yeah.
And that's what can happen. She had just learned that she could be tried by a revolutionary court in Iran to be put in prison for 6 months. Her sister told the newspaper her sister suffered from bipolar disorder. Her father said that she had stopped taking her medication a little while back. So that's a terrible story. Hardliners and traditional Shiite clerics, citing their own interpretation of Islamic law, believe in segregating men and women at public events, as well as keeping women out of men's sports. However, that has drawn criticism from human rights activists abroad, as well as at home. So there's people in that country as well that are saying, maybe we should rethink this. So hopefully they will. Let's see. Two foreign nationals who allegedly sailed across the Indian Ocean to Western Australia with $1 billion worth of illegal drugs tried to make a getaway when police arrived to arrest them on a tiny island, but they were thwarted by a seal. And
a
by
seal.
That, I don't mean a Navy SEAL. I mean the mammal, a seal.
What? Wow.
Antoine DeCenta and Graham Palmer are accused of running their yacht aground on a reef and then fleeing in a dinghy to Burton Island, where about 1 ton of drugs were found half covered in seaweed. When local rescuers searched the stricken yacht, they were initially concerned that the occupants of the boat were in trouble at sea, given that a dinghy was missing. As planes searched for them, a cray fisherman saw someone on the island ducking down to hide in bushes as the aircraft flew overhead. Suspicions were aroused and police were deployed. And when they got on the island, the guys made a run for their ship, and there was a big, huge seal asleep between them and the ship. And
wow,
they woke it up. It jumped up with its big chest out, and it bellowed at them. And the guys basically had the choice of going through the seal or getting arrested, and they end up choosing getting arrested.
Those suckers can be huge.
They can, yeah. If it's like a sea lion,
yeah,
they can be dangerous. You know, I mean, they're really big, so. They bailed on it.
Will the seal get accommodation?
Hopefully something from the authorities. One last story. I love this. A Nebraska maid of honor showed up to her sister's wedding dress as a dinosaur after the bridal party was given free rein over what they wanted to wear.
Are you kidding me?
She wore one of those inflatable T-Rex outfits.
Nice. That's
and there's awesome. A picture of her at the ceremony wearing it. It's hilarious.
That's great.
So Christina Mador, alongside a Facebook photo of her wearing the costume, said, "When you're maid of honor and are told that you can wear anything you choose, I regret nothing." The photo, which shows her towering over the bridal party in the costume, has since gone viral. And fortunately, the bride appeared to take her sister's interesting choice of outfit in stride. Yep. She said, "My sister is awesome, and I genuinely was not kidding when I said she could wear whatever she wanted to," Deanna Adams had said. So she showed up without her knowing that that's what she was going to wear.
It's a great picture.
I love the inflatable T-Rex costume.
It's hilarious.
It's the best.
And it never ceases to get a laugh.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, when you've been in a relationship with someone for a number of years, you can't exactly blame someone for thinking that they know everything about their partner, including their family history. However, one woman has had her entire world turned upside down after the results of a DNA test. They revealed that her husband is actually her first cousin.
Oh, man.
In an emotional letter, the woman explained how her and her husband grew up in the same small town. The mom, who has a 2-year-old son with her husband, decided to buy her partner a DNA test for his birthday. However, the results have ended up, quote, poisoning her marriage as the couple struggle to come to terms with the fact that they're related.
I have something to tell you. Slurpee's your first cousin.
She wrote...
Slurpee? You know how these towns are.
She wrote, "The results came back saying that we are actually first cousins on the paternal side."
Oh, boy.
"The news unsettles me and has left my husband's world in tatters."
World is tattered.
To make matters even more confusing, the couple now suspects that this revelation could mean the husband's father was unfaithful to his wife. She said, "His parents have been married for 30 years, and my husband has always held his mother close to sainthood." The woman then went on to explain how her father-in-law is always boasting about how he married the first girl he ever kissed. Describing how the upsetting news has affected her husband, the woman added, "He will not talk about this to me. We are sleeping in separate rooms, and it is starting to affect our son. The secret is poisoning my marriage, and I'm terrified it will blow up the rest of our family."
How did the son come out?
I don't know. Unsurprisingly, the woman is cautious about confiding in her own family for fear that it will get back to her husband.
That's tough. That's tough.
I knew somebody who loved their cousin. Loved their cousin. And I don't want to indicate whether it was a boy or a girl.
The forbidden love.
They were in love with
they
them.
They had slept together. And this person was heartbroken at the fact that they couldn't be together. It was interesting.
We're really in love. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Owners of the Wild Wilderness Drive-Thru Safari in Arkansas responded to a widely circulated video showing a pony in a bear enclosure apparently being pinned down by a bear. The video began circulating over the weekend and was shot by a visitor. It appeared to show a pony in the enclosure pinned to the ground by the bear. Officials at the safari said the pony named Piper was fine after her bear encounter.
Were they in love?
And had been checked by a vet. They also said that they would conduct an internal review of the incident. The pony was one of several, along with several goats, that were in the enclosure to help trim the grass.
Yeah, we were just messing around. Not that I wasn't going to eat a pony, for Christ's sake.
Ponies, donkeys, antelope.
I like salmon.
And other animals are often used to clear out vegetation and overgrowth in animal enclosures.
So they send ponies into the bear cage?
Yeah, said the co-owner Charles Wilmoth. He said the animals are used instead of lawnmowers and weed trimmers.
We send those rabbits into the lion enclosure.
According to the veterinary hospital, they were called to check on the horse, and the horse is doing, quote, really good.
Where are all the ducks we put in the piranha tank?
Wilma said that they have been doing this for years and expect to continue the practice, though they will keep a closer eye on the animals. He said something like this hadn't happened before.
You know how they wrestle like a crocodile? Well, you see it all the time, wrestling with zebras.
An unusual case of fraud was uncovered in Tokyo when 34-year-old Yuzuki Taniguchi was arrested for having stolen the credit card information of over 1,300 people.
Wow.
And used it to make purchases online. But the interesting part is how this person stole the credit card numbers. According to police, Taniguchi worked the register part-time at a mall. Whenever a customer would pay by credit card, the suspect actually memorized their 16-digit number, name, expiry date, and security code all in the time it took to process their purchase, using an apparent photographic memory.
Well, if you have that capability, you could probably be successful in other things that don't involve theft.
Well, he could retain all the information until after the transaction when he could jot it down.
I guess I'm a bad boy.
Following the arrest, police found a notebook containing the hundreds of names and numbers and are currently linking them to past incidents to determine the scope of his alleged crimes.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.